The money was approved by a 9-2 city council vote. $200,000 will go towards development of single-family homes. Another $500,000 will go towards low-income apartments. Councilmember Kate Beaton says there aren't concrete plans yet for how the money will be spent, but ideas include buying property developers can build on or creating a revolving loan fund for contractors.
We want to be setting stage to make it easier and cheaper for private developers to be developing more housing at many incomes, particularly at a lower income.
According to the Eau Claire County Housing Authority, there are currently 275 households on waiting lists for low-income housing. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.